This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I am exhausted because I did my... I can't tell you what happened today. It's important to know these things. So I do a podcast every Friday. It's called War Raw. And all you have to... The thing about me is I always over-deliver. Everything I do, I under-promise and over-deliver. Early lesson in my life, and I've done it the whole rest of my life. Always under-promise and over-deliver. So all I'm supposed to do is a 30-minute podcast. And I guess that's what everybody does. They do 30-minute, 35-minute podcasts. I constantly do 45 minutes to an hour. So I did an hour today. I got on a roll, and I didn't feel like stopping. There were things I wanted to talk about and get off my chest about this election and about lockdowns. And I talked for an hour. And then I clicked on stop. And then I sent it. The exact thing I've done every week for 6 weeks in a row is I've done my new podcast. I've got the software here, and you click start, and then you talk for an hour, and then you click stop, and then you attach it, and you send it, and you're done. So I did all that, and there was nothing there. And I have no idea why, but the people who received it in New York said that there's nothing there after the first minute. You talk, you say hi, for a minute it sounds great, and then the last 59 minutes, nothing's there. It's dead. And so the entire thing was ruined. I did it all for nothing. My best hour. Man, I gave it such a good hour. And you can hear it in my voice. My voice is dying right now because you're talking an hour straight with no breaks. When you do a radio show, I'll bet you in a three-hour radio show, I'm only talking 40, 40, and 40. So you're really doing, you know, like in the vicinity of 2 hours in a three-hour radio show, maybe even a little bit less, especially with guests, even a little bit less. With guests, maybe I do an hour and a half in a three-hour show when you add in ads and guests and calls. But when you do a podcast, it's an hour straight through with no stopping. So that's almost like doing a three-hour radio show. So I just wasted a three-hour radio show for nothing. Some of my best thoughts about the election, and they'll never be there again. They're gone. Didn't come out. I have no idea why. It's the same product I used the first 6 weeks with no problems at all, and all of a sudden now it didn't work. No idea why. So that leaves you so pissed off and so disappointed. My energy got drained. Drained. Anyway, one of those things, just aggravating. I got a letter from Larry, who's one of my favorite listeners. Larry S., we'll call him. And Larry says, Wayne, did anybody think to check the security cameras in the loading dock areas of the county centers in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Atlanta? He forgot to mention Detroit, by the way. How about even Phoenix? I think Phoenix was completely stolen. I mean, it was stolen in Maricopa County. But I don't know that anybody pulled up in the middle of the night or not. I know in Pennsylvania, it's a fact. I know in Detroit, it's a fact. I know in Milwaukee, it's a fact. I know in Georgia, it's a fact. They pulled up in the middle of the night with vans. And Vegas. There is a sworn affidavit in Vegas that Biden had a van. I don't mean that Joe and Kamala were driving it or anything. I don't mean it's Kamala at the wheel. But there was a van for the Democrat Party that was printing up ballots all night long. And people would come and they drop more in the box. And they bring the box inside the county center. Then they come out and get more. And it was like a production center van. They were producing ballots inside. They are the dirtiest people in the world. And they want us to just put our hands up like the French. Put up the white flag and just go, no problem, you won, you're better than us. They don't want us to, they don't want anyone to believe our own eyes. We all know what they did. We have witnesses who saw what they did in every one of these cities. They stole the election from us with fake ballots and with computers switching votes from Trump to Biden and with computers deleting Trump votes. And they kept Republicans out of the counting centers, so nobody was ever there to witness anything that went on. So you don't know what they did with no Republican around. Every time the person's vote said Trump, they said Biden. Every time it said Biden, they say Biden. So it's 2 for Biden, 0 for Trump. 2 for Biden, 0 for Trump. Oh, here's 1 for Trump. We'll actually let one count. Trump. Here's 3 more for Trump. Biden, Biden, Biden. Here's 2 more for Trump. Biden, Biden. Here's 2 more for Trump. Trump, Trump. See, we're fair. Occasionally we let a Trump vote go for Trump. We won by a landslide. We know we won by a landslide. We know they cheated. And yet I have no idea if the Trump people can prove it. But to respond to Larry's letter. Okay, brilliant idea, Larry, except I guarantee you either there never were any cameras, or knowing they were going to do this, they're not that stupid. They took the cameras down or they blacked them out. Did you ever watch a mafia movie? When they're in the midst of a major robbery, they look up. First of all, they got masks on. And then they see the cameras. They go right to them, and they've got, they got spray paint in their a bottle of spray paint in their hand, and they spray it over in black, and then the camera's gone. That's what they did here. They're not that stupid. I mean, your idea is great, but I'm telling you, they either took the camera down before and then put it back up after the voting, after election night. The next morning, they put it back up. There is no tape anywhere of what happened. I guarantee you they took the cameras down, or they took black paint spray and they sprayed it over black. So my guess is there was never a camera there in the first place, or if there is one, they disassembled it the night before, and then put it up again until 2 days later. But I love your idea. I'd certainly be stupid not to look. Republicans are so dumb, they probably didn't look. Republicans are the only party that, like, they get their teeth kicked in, and they apologize to the person who kicked their teeth in. We are just embarrassing, you know? What's that famous saying? I'd rather have I'd rather have the German army in front of me than the French army behind me. Right. That's it, right? And that's what I feel about the Republican Party. You know, I'd rather have the Democrat Party in front of me than the Republican Party behind me. Because what good are they behind me when they put up white flags all the time, just like the French? Republican Party's pathetic. It's time for a new party. I got to get out of this party. They're no good. And this is what I said in 2008. I said the same thing in 2007, and I left the Republican Party for the first time in my life, and I became a Libertarian. And they met me in a few meetings. They said, oh, my God, you got to be our presidential candidate. You're the greatest speaker ever. And they drafted me. And I debated. 12 people won the debate and almost became their presidential candidate. Wound up becoming their vice presidential nominee on the ticket with Bob Barr. They just decided I was a young guy. At that time, I was 44 years old, I think. And I'd never been in politics really a day in my life. And I'd never been a Libertarian a day in my life. And they said, let's give this guy the VP. And let's make Bob Barr, a United States congressman who led the impeachment of Clinton, let him be the presidential candidate. That was a big mistake. Bob's a great guy, but it should have been Wayne Root on top. Because I have such a big mouth on TV, it would have been really good for the Libertarian Party. But the point is, I left the party, the Republican Party, for 2 years. And then came back, because I've always loved the Republican Party. But it's pathetic. It really is pathetic. It's absolutely an embarrassment. And the people in it are such creeps. Such cowards and creeps that they're already stabbing Trump in the back. Jody Ernst in Iowa. Trump campaigned for a day and night, got her elected U.S. Senator. And she's already backing off and saying, you know, Biden's president. Don't worry about it. Biden's president. They're all cowards. You won't admit that they stole the election? Any idiot could see the way it worked. They stole the election. They dumped hundreds of thousands of ballots overnight. Let's take Stuart in Connecticut on line 3. Stuart, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
Wayne, I just want to say, rugs are made to walk on, toilets are made to crap on. There were neither one. I mean, it's something. This is terrible. We got to fight back.
Question is how? Question is how? Because, see, all of our people, our people don't want to go in the streets and kill people. They're scared to death. They'll lose their house. They'll lose their business. They'll lose their family. They'll be in prison. They'll get gang raped in prison by a bunch of terrible people who are Democrats who hate us because we're Republicans. So no one knows what to do. No one wants to go in the streets and shoot people. So therefore, they're walking all over us because they're willing to go in the streets and shoot people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're going to lose it anyway. I think it's now or never with the United States of America. It's now or never. I think, you know, people say, oh, Trump will come back 4 years from now. I'm here, and we'll be gone. Everything will be gone with these shutdowns and all the liberal BS. going to be gone. I mean, I don't know.
Look at your state. Look at your state. Connecticut is gone, right?
Oh, yes. Dark blue state, it's gone.
Anything Democrats run turns to crap. That's it. I mean, you know, that's not the word I want to use, but they don't allow me to use that word on radio. But it goes to, you know what? Goes to hell.
Yeah,
just it's a nightmare.
Right.
All right, look, Stuart, we're going to run. Stuart, thank you for the call. Appreciate the call. Sorry you're in Connecticut, buddy. Let's take Ralph in Vegas on line one. Ralph, you're on with Wayne Root.
How you doing, Wayne?
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Wayne, what we have to do is there's close to 74 million people that voted for Trump, and as you're saying, we all know the election was stolen. What we can do is, you know Dick Morris, he's been on your show a couple of times.
I know Dick.
If you go to dickmorris.com, right on his page, there's an article, Contact GOP Legislative Leaders in Key States. All 73-plus million people who voted for Trump, we need to contact these key leaders, basically, email them, give them a phone call, and just let them know that they cannot certify the election results because of the massive fraud, and that they can't send the electors to D.C. And vote for Biden because we know it's all a scam. So if they go, the listeners, go to that website, we all need to email them and give them a call and let them know, do not certify the election results and do not send the electors to D.C. to vote for Biden.
Right. All right. Appreciate it. DickMorris.com. DickMorris.com. He's telling you that's where it is. I don't know what to do. I wish I had an answer. I get so many smart emails from my listeners. Maybe one of you or several of you has an answer. There's got to be something between going in the street and shooting people, which I don't want to ever happen. Okay, I don't want violence. But if it's nonviolence and it's civil disobedience, what's going to make Democrats ever stand up and take notice? That's the million-dollar question. Wayne Allyn, phone number 833-WAR-TALK. I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Awesome and amazing day. I'm John Jubilee with Energized Health. What is the scientific breakthrough that even the United Nations gave me an invitation to come and share about? It is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, literally becoming healthy at the cellular level of our body. Look, I want you to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. When it comes to health and wellness, people have been teaching everything, every kind of diet, every kind of exercise, every kind of supplements. Look, friend, they all work for a minute. but life's a lot longer than a minute. And that's why for the last 23 years, I've been sharing the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, Meniere's disease, all types of back, neck, and pain issue. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check it out today at EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Yes, I just took I took Larry's idea, and I just put it into a tweet and a Parler post and a Facebook post. Here's my most recent post. Did any of the brain surgeons of the GOP think to check security cameras in loading dock areas of county centers in Philly, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Atlanta, or cameras in buildings where the counting went on? I assume master criminals of the Dem Party disconnected them, but you never know. You never know. And so it's worth a try. It's worth a look. I said that from the first minute, by the way. We're already talking 2 weeks later. They certainly changed it out and erased all the film by now. I said it from the first minute. There had to be somebody filming in the area, some business next door, some camera at the loading docks, cameras inside. These are convention centers. In Detroit, it's a convention center. I think all of them were. There have to be cameras, but they were probably smart enough to disconnect them. What can I tell you? Sponsor of this segment of the show, and by the way, we're taking calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The sponsor of this show is Liberty HealthShare. And I think people have heard me, you know, do this ad for 4.5 years now. But they've never heard me talk about how big a company they are, because they probably think they're a little, you know, mom and pop shop that could just close up overnight. I want to establish their credibility. So I went to their website. I went to Liberty HealthShare's website yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, and I found their audit, their financial audit for 2018. They provided health care for over 110,000 families that year, and they paid out over $320 million in claims that year. It's their audited financials, and I wanted you to know that. I just think that's probably the most important thing you could ever know about them. And second is my personal experience. I'm a member, my children are members, and just in premiums alone, I've saved about $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. So there's $100,000 extra in my bank account because of Liberty HealthShare. Could you use an extra $100,000? Coverage starts as low as $349 per month. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, or 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them WayneRoot sent you, and I'm telling you, it's a big win. By the way, there's no reason to even look at fraud anymore in the election, no reason to worry about anything I said, anything Giuliani says, anything Lynn Wood says, anything Sidney Powell says. Disregard all of it. We don't have to look. You could trust that Barack Obama will always tell you the truth. And Obama says no evidence, anything illegal or fraudulent took place in the election. There's no reason to continue looking. This coming from the man who spied on the incoming president of the United States. Like, I would take your word for anything. Barack Obama, the biggest liar that ever lived, lied about everything during his 8 years in the presidency, lied about the economy, kept trying to tell us how good it was, while he created nothing but menial jobs for illegal aliens to mow your lawn and clean your pools and wipe down your bathroom. Those are the only jobs created in 8 years under Obama. When he bragged about, you know, first he lost 10 million jobs. Then we gained back all 10 million, and then he made like 2 million more. And he thought that was like so good, it should be like a standing ovation. Obama! Obama! I'm Obama, like Mandela. But when I studied those jobs, they were all jobs for someone who's cleaning your toilet bowls. They were jobs for someone who's cleaning the dishes in a bar. They were all minimum wage jobs with no health care and no benefits. Who told me? Actually, it was the head of Obama's economic advisory board. I forget his name now, but he wound up going to, I think it was Krieger or something like that. He wound up going back to Princeton after he was the head of Obama's economic board at the White House. He went back to teaching at Princeton and did a study of all the jobs created under the Obama administration. And he found, I think it was 94% were like minimum wage crappy jobs. Almost every job Obama created was a crappy job that ironically didn't even give you health insurance. The guy who fought all the time for health insurance. Kruger, that's it. He wound up, Alan Kruger, he wound up committing suicide right after that, by the way. You want to bet why? Because I've seen the way liberals treat people. I'll bet you $1 million that after Kruger put out the study that said that all the jobs Obama created were crap jobs. I mean, total S-H-you-know-what jobs. After that, he probably got thousands and thousands of texts and emails and messages at Twitter saying, go F yourself, we hate you, go kill yourself, hope you die of cancer. That's the MO of the whole Democrat Party. Antifa people probably threatened to kill his family. And they said, if you don't commit suicide, we'll come kill your family. Do the right thing, man. And then he killed himself. Want to bet? I'll bet you money. That all came after he released the study that shows every job Obama created almost was a minimum wage crappy job. Perfect for an illegal alien, but not for anybody else. When we get back, we got more calls and we got a guest. Fabulous guest, Christina Layla of thegatewaypundit.com with all the hottest news stories of the day. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Meanwhile, President Trump says...
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way. But
those comments at the White House, as President Trump also says he's lowering drug prices for millions of Americans across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Without further ado, we've got our wonderful guest, Christina Leyla. We like to brighten up the show with beautiful women once in a while. You know, too many male guests, too many guys on this show. I'm sick of it. It's like a gym, for God's sakes, like a male pickup basketball game. Come on. Where are the ladies? We got Christina Leyla with us, the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, and it's always wonderful to have her with us. Hey, Christina, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. You put my column up today. I thought that was fantastic. And it's got, see, it's gotten a lot of comments, and a lot of people have thought it was very interesting food for thought. Is Trump the first candidate to ever get 100 million votes? He could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually got 100 million. I think they stole about 10. So he got, what did he get, 74 million? So he could have gotten 84 million. But my point wasn't that he got 100. It was that he could have been the first candidate to get 100 million votes because 4 years of lies and slander and 95% media negativity and 95% of the polls showing he's going to lose by a landslide to make everyone depressed and not want to vote, not be associated with a loser. And you take all, and the impeachment and the Mueller, and if you took all that away and it was a normal presidency, I think he would have gotten 100 million. So, you know, they made that off the table by just 4 years of slander and destroying the poor man and calling him a Nazi. So I think it's a very fair assessment that he could have been the first 100 million vote man, but he certainly was the first 80 million vote man, and we was cheated. I have no doubt about that.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%.
I just don't know if you can prove it. That's the whole big difference between knowing it and proving it. You know, I keep talking to my listeners, Christina, about a football game between the Philadelphia Eagles and New York Giants in 1978. And it's called the Miracle in the Meadowlands. And nobody wanted the ball, and they handed it off, and nobody would take it, and it fell on the ground. And the other team scooped it up and went the other way for a touchdown. And everybody knew nobody wanted it because it was a mafia-fixed game, and the other team was supposed to win. And so everybody, it's the worst kept secret in NFL history. Everyone knows that's the most proven you've ever seen of an NFL fix. Probably lots of games are fixed with referees. But that was a fixed game, and everyone knows it. But now ask me, has anyone ever proven it? No, I can't prove it, because everyone went to their grave. Every player involved with that game has never said a word. Some of them have passed on. Nobody's ever said a word. They probably never will. So you can't prove it, but you know it was fixed. You saw it with your own eyes. All they had to do was knee the football, and instead they decided to hand off, and the ball drops instantly on the ground, and nobody goes for it but the other team, and they score a touchdown with 8 seconds left. It's a joke. So it was a fixed game, and this is a fixed election. Whether it's ever proven or not, I'm telling you, this is a fixed election. And you know what's sad? Look at your site, Gateway Pundit, and look at all the people that you've reported have come forward. Here, everybody's coming forward. People in Detroit saw what happened, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, they saw it. And we've got their affidavits. Giuliani has them. Linwood has them. And Sidney Powell has them. And it's like the media doesn't care. Nobody cares about the Hunter Biden laptop. No one cares the election was stolen. No one cares about anything. Time to move on. That's not a head rolling on the ground. Just move on. Nothing wrong. Just go by. No big deal. It's unbelievable.
Well, the only reason why this is even allowed to happen is because of the way the media is. The media is now saying that affidavits are not evidence, when actually they are evidence.
Of course they are.
I reported on several sworn statements from witnesses, and I can just pull up Atlanta for one example. I'd say about five of the witnesses I reported on were Democrats. And these are Democrat observers who said that they saw these weird, odd batches of pristine ballots that appear to have a machine-stamped bubble. You know, when you fill out the ballots, those little bubbles next to the candidate you want to vote for?
Yes.
They saw these huge batches of ballots that had no markings on them. They were pristine, and they had a machine-stamped bubble for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And
makes
nothing's
sense.
Being done about this. They're counting those ballots.
Mm-hmm. Christina, if you want to make up 300,000 votes overnight... That's the way to do it, right? That makes total sense.
Right.
You know, the article at the Gateway that I thought was there's been so many, but there was one that I thought really stood out. There was some expert who studied the calibration of the machines in each of these places where Trump was ahead by 300,000 and then overnight 400,000 came in against him.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even possible to make the machines couldn't count that fast in the amount of time they came up with those numbers to put him ahead. That was the proof right there. It was only in those four states that they stole: Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. The machines couldn't even count as fast as they were reporting overnight that Biden had made a comeback.
Right, exactly. They literally counted in one place in Michigan about, I think it's around 140,000 ballots within 1 minute. They were added. Same thing happened in Wisconsin. This was after Election Day in about 3 or 4 in the morning. And like that one witness who came forward and told Lou Dobbs, this is impossible.
What about the lady, or I don't know if it was a lady, it might have been a guy, I don't remember what it was, but the person in Georgia who was like a Republican poll watcher and they'd only allow one every 10 tables. First of all, what good does that do? What could you possibly see one person watching 10 tables when they're going each person is holding up a count and going, Biden, this one's for Biden, this one's for Trump, this one's for Biden. Like you could tell if the signature matches? Like you could tell if that person's real? They're just recounting false, lying, fake ballots.
Right. It's a rigged recount. And actually, there was one witness, one observer, who came forward and said that these recount workers were actually counting ballots for Biden that were actually attributed to Trump.
That was the other story I saw on your site.
Signatures are real.
Right.
And they never even checked the signatures. Either.
And I thought it was interesting. They were like saying the way they do it is the person holds up the ballot and goes, this ballot is for Biden. And then the next person says, I verify it. I'll second it. That is for Biden. And then the third person goes, yes, it's Biden. And then the fourth one was the Republican guy, and he goes, but it says Trump. And they were like, no, 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 it says Biden. But it says Trump. Oh, all right, give that one to Trump. This must have gone on, Christina, all over the United States. It's like, here's 2 for Biden. Let's count 2-0 Biden. Here's 2 for Trump. That makes it 4-0 Biden. That's the math they did.
Absolutely. It's shocking. I've been watching elections for at least 20 years. I've never seen anything like this.
No, but you know, it's funny. In 2016, I was backstage. I'd just given an opening speech for Donald Trump. And he was backstage about to come out. And this is the way we always did it. I opened up for 7 events for him in 16 in Vegas. Every time he came to Vegas, I was the opening speaker. And then I would go backstage, and he was back there taking photos with the VIPs, all the rich guys who donate $100,000. He's back there taking photos and schmoozing with them. And then eventually he comes out on the stage. So he's still backstage when I finish, and I go backstage. He sees me, and he knows me very well, and he screams, Wayne, 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 you're the Vegas odds maker. That was your career. Tell me what's going to happen a week from now in the election.
Mm-hmm.
This is October 30th, so a week before the election. And I said, well, you're going to win by a 10-point landslide, but it's going to look like you lost by 1, but you'll win the Electoral College, so it's okay. So he said, what do you mean I'm going to win by 10? It'll look like I lost by 1. I said, Democrats cheat 11. And he roared with laughter. He said, that is so funny and so true. And sure enough, he lost by 1 or 2 to Hillary and won the Electoral College. I think he won by a landslide then, too. So this time around, I said on the radio, this time around, Christine, I said, they cheated 11 or 12, and he won by 10. They made it look like they won last time. Now they're going to need to cheat 15 or 20. I said this a million times on the radio. They're going to cheat 20.
Right.
Can Trump win by 22? And, of course, he probably won by 15 this time, but they cheated 18, so it looks like he lost by 3. It was the biggest cheat of all time. They doubled what they did last time.
They went into Election Day with the early mail voting. They went into Election Day with these Dominion voting machines. And they still were so stunned by the turnout of Trump voters that they had to do a Venezuelan style suspend in the middle of the night and do a midnight ballot dump for Biden. That is how many votes Trump got. It absolutely stunned the left.
Right. I've been saying on the show, I think they prepared to do like, you know, to cheat with like, say, 2 million fake ballots that were filled out in advance for Biden. And they brought them, and Trump was still leading. So at that point, they had to now quickly think on their feet and manufacture another 2 million over the next, you know, in the middle of the night. So they brought blank ballots to, like, Detroit. And then they all sat there for hours and said, you know, we closed out for the night, go home. The cameras went home. The Republican poll watchers went home. And then they sat there and they checked off Biden's signature, Biden's signature. That's why in all these states where they came up with these late ballots, they were all for Biden, but they didn't vote for any of the Democrats down ticket. Only Biden.
Right. There was
They had no time to check every name, right? If you're going to fill out 400,000 ballots, you can't do every person on the list. So they screwed over all the down ballot people, and they just checked Biden. Truly an abomination. But I don't know if you can prove any of this. I just don't know what's provable in front of the United States Supreme Court. How high a level of proof do you actually need? Have you spoken to any lawyers to ask them whether any of this is viable?
Well, you know, from what I'm hearing, and I watch a few lawyers I trust, they're saying the best argument Trump's campaign has going into the Supreme Court is the fact that the law was not equally applied to the Trump people as compared to the Democrats. For example,
in other words, we couldn't get in to watch, right? Our people weren't allowed in to watch. How do you trust a single vote that's counted without a Republican watching?
Right. Exactly. Well, you can. That's what they do in third world countries. It's like, well, nobody gets to watch, and we're going to just do a midnight ballot dump.
They all think we're complete idiots, Christina. I don't know if I ever mentioned you in all the times you've been on the show, my background. I was born in an all-Italian mafia neighborhood. I'm Jewish, but I was born in an all-Italian neighborhood. So I've seen every scam ever invented in the history of mankind. And I know how people think who are working class, middle class, and mafia. And I know they're always trying to think up new ways to scheme and scam and rip you off. Anybody who thinks any of this didn't go on is an idiot. Things like this go on every day. They go on in Venezuela. They go on in America. Unions. The union votes are always the ballot boxer stuff. John F. Kennedy won, right? Because Lyndon Johnson delivered Texas with fake ballots. And Illinois was delivered with the mafia in Chicago. You don't think this happened in this one? It's ridiculous. Stay with us, Christina. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
We got you coming back in segment two. We'll be right back in about 4 minutes or so. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, with Christina Leyla of the Gateway Pundit. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Considering how exhausted I am, I'm doing fine today. You're right, but I'm exhausted from doing a one-hour podcast and then it didn't record. Think about that for a minute. My energy at 100 miles an hour doing an hour straight with not a single break. And then when the hour's up, you press stop, and then you send it, and then the company calls you back and says, it never recorded. What? Oh, my God. The energy sapped out of me when they told me that. Oh, my God, I'm exhausted. Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And, look, all I could tell you is, if, in fact, it's a long shot for Trump to win, and I would say right now, you know, we need a Hail Mary. It doesn't mean you don't win. I remember betting in the late 70s. I bet on the Dallas Cowboys. Roger Staubach, fourth quarter, 1 minute to go, at Minnesota, Drew Pearson goes deep, Hail Mary, Drew Pearson catches at his hip, walks into the end zone, Cowboys pull off a miracle playoff win. I was jumping up and down, had $100 on the game. At that point, I was like 19 years old, and that means the difference between winning 100, losing 100, $200 was like, you know, today equal like $100,000 to me. And it was a miracle, and they called it the Hail Mary, and that's where that name came from. From that point on, because Roger Staubach was a very religious Catholic, so they called it the Hail Mary Pass. And forevermore, it's been called Hail Marys. We need a Hail Mary right now. It's not that you don't get it. There are few of them happen every year. And we got a good quarterback, you know. Donald Trump's the best quarterback in the world. Best gunslinger. He's Roger Staubach today. So, you know, let's hope we get it. But it's a long shot. And if it's a long shot, that means Joe Biden's probably the next president. If Joe Biden's probably the next president, that means Kamala Harris is really the next president. And that means we're going to have a Green New Deal, and we're going to have free health care for all, and free health care for illegals, and we're going to have free college for everybody, and basically the whole country's bankrupt, and a Green New Deal, and basically, you know, we're going to spend like something like $300 or $400 trillion more than we're spending now, which we're already bankrupt squared right now. So we're dead. It's all over. So you better own gold and silver. That's my ad for Cornerstone Asset Metals. You better own gold and silver because Kamala Harris will spend us like you've never seen spending in your lifetime. I remember when they thought George W. Bush spent too much, and then Obama came along and spent 20 times more. And then we thought Trump spent too much, and now Biden and Kamala will come along, and they will make Obama look cheap and Bush look cheap and Trump look cheap with the amount of things they promised to their voters. I mean, forget it. Forget about it, as they said in my old neighborhood in New York. Forget about it. So go to Cornerstone Assets, buy some gold and silver, please. You've got to find a way to preserve and protect your future savings and standard of living and protect your retirement and protect your children's future. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. They got gold, they got silver, they got IRAs, precious metals IRA accounts. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or cornerstoneassetmetals.com. We've got Christina Layla back again. Hey, Christina, welcome back.
Hello.
I don't understand the story you've got up at Gateway Pundit about Sidney Powell, you know, the attorney for Trump, who says, mm-hmm. I am hearing that it was our forces who did, in fact, confiscate the servers in Germany, you know, that were involved in all this fraud by Dominion and Smartmatic and Citi. I don't know how you pronounce that word, but my point is...
Seidel.
Okay, Seidel. My point is, why doesn't she know? Why doesn't she say, we've got them, as in Rudy's team? We've all got them. What does she mean? I'm hearing that our forces got them. So who did they bring them to?
You know, I have no idea. And I was actually surprised that she came out and spoke about this, because I saw some rumors online and I was staying away from the story. I wasn't really sure. But she came out and said it. You know, this woman has a stellar record. So I thought, okay, well, she might know something we don't. And I'm not sure if she is unable to be in possession of the servers because it has to be in the government's possession, but she's saying that these servers were confiscated and
compromised.
Some weird statement.
Confiscated,
right.
And they were compromised. I mean, look, here's what I'll say. I love her, okay? I think she's great.
Yeah.
I love what she did for General Flynn. I love Lynn Wood. And my understanding is he's a billionaire, the number one class action lawyer in America, a billionaire. And I love Rudy Giuliani for defeating the mafia and John Gotti. So he's a brave guy and he's a smart guy. So there's your team. Great people. All three, in my opinion, will shred their reputations and look like idiots for the rest of their lives if they don't have what they claim they have. They better have it, because to walk around saying Trump won a landslide and the election was stolen and we could prove he won a landslide and they switched millions of votes, and then if you can't prove that, you've just completely shredded your entire life's work. So I'm assuming they've got it. They wouldn't say those kinds of things, a Lynn Wood or a Sidney Powell, unless they've got it, right?
I agree. And
you think?
You know, she's not going to put all of her chips on the table. She's going to fight in court. And the Trump campaign's attorneys came out and said, look, we're not here to win over the media. We're not here to win the court of public opinion. We are preparing for real court, and you know, they don't want to show everything they have, and I definitely see why they're doing that.
And,
you're right.
And, you know,
I mean, they're going to have to put up, for sure.
They're going to have to put up or shut up. I mean, there's a new story out. Sidney Powell says the Trump team will prove the case within the next 2 weeks in court.
Yes.
Well, what does that mean?
Yes.
What case are you proving? Is it just that circumstantial evidence, or are you going to prove that Dominion fixed the election? That's the million-dollar question. Christina, we got to run. The music's on. The important thing to remember about Christina, she's wonderful, but the Gateway Pundit is my favorite go-to website. I mean, first of all, if I didn't have Gateway Pundit every morning, I might have already put a bullet in my brain. Let me tell you, you guys saved us, all of us, from brain surgery, because every Republican is so depressed, every Trump fan, so depressed, and you guys do such a great job pumping us up and making us feel good. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. That's what my fans say to me, but you do it for me. So you guys are the Wayne Root. Keep me excited. Keep me pumped up. I just hope we're all being pumped up for truth. Christina Layla, thegatewaypundit.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.